I had done all I could and hoped I was in time. Black terror, however, had preceded me. The house was in utter turmoil, and above the chatter of awed voices, I heard a man praying in a deep basso. Fiendish things were in the air, and lodgers tolled over the beads of their rosaries as they caught the odor from beneath the doctor's closed door. The lounger I had hired, it seems, had fled screaming and mad-eyed not long after his second delivery of ice, perhaps as a result of excessive curiosity. He could not, of course, have locked the door behind him, yet it was now fastened, presumably from the inside. There was no sound within save a nameless sort of slow, thick dripping. Briefly consulting with Mrs. Herrero and the workmen, despite a fear that gnawed my innermost soul, I advised the breaking down of the door. But the landlady found a way to turn the key from the outside with some wire device. We had previously opened the doors of all the other rooms on that hall and flung all the windows to the very top. Now, noses protected by handkerchiefs, we tremblingly invaded the accursed south room, which blazed with the warm sun of early afternoon. A kind of dark, slimy trail led from the open bathroom door to the hall door, and thence to the desk, where a terrible little pool had accumulated. Something was scrawled there in pencil, in an awful blind hand, on a piece of paper hideously smeared as though by the very claws that traced the hurried last words. Then the trail led to the couch and ended unutterably. What was or had been on the couch, I cannot say and I dare not say. But this is what I shiveringly puzzled out on the stickily smeared paper before I drew a match and burned it to a crisp. What I puzzled out in terror as the landlady and two mechanics rushed frantically from that hellish place to babble their incoherent stories at the nearest police station. The nauseous words seemed well nigh incredible in that yellow sunlight, with the clatter of cars and motor trucks ascending clamorously from crowded 14th Street. Yet, I confess that I believe them. Whether I believe them now, I honestly do not know. There are things about which it is better not to speculate. And all that I can say is that I hate the smell of ammonia and grow faint.